Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, you can't get too high, you can't get too low. Last week filling in for me, Coda Capper Kyle went 3-1. This time around, might be a 1-3 day. So let's recap the losing card for you. He had South Carolina plus the 5.5. They were right there in the closing minutes against Tennessee. I thought they were going to get the cover, but unfortunately, foul game worked against him, and the Volunteers win by 7. He had Iowa State minus the 6.5. They battle back. They win the basketball game. They just couldn't cover the number. They win by 5. He had the minus 6.5, and we lose the ticket. You also backed that one on Twitter, so thank you for the votes. Unfortunately, once again, we couldn't get the winner. Then in conference tournament action, anything can happen. Surprise, surprise, Merrimack had to struggle. They survive, they advance, but they could not cover the minus 15. And the one play he still has pending is Cal State Northridge plus the 7.5 at Hawaii. I'll update the show notes with the official results once that one goes final. I should have told him to play Indiana. My fade Minnesota's actually cashed a couple times in a row now as the Golden Gophers stub their toe at home against the Hoosiers, losing outright. Now, before we get to the card here for Thursday, we are proud to be partnered with Shield. So click the link in the show notes to start shopping today. Gear up for the bracket battles ahead. Check out their huge selection of college fan gear, including some of the hottest items like the Caitlin Clark Never a Long Shot and You Break It, You Own It t-shirts. Actually, just bought one of those for my daughter today. Find your latest team gear by clicking the link in the show notes so you look your best for March Madness. They have hats, shirts, hoodies, yard games, team tumblers, clocks, flags, and more. Get game day ready by clicking the link in the show notes. Now, let's get to the card for Thursday. And the only thing that I seem to have going for me so far in conference tournament action is one theme. It's the early theme. It's favorites of 6 or less attempting to beat a team for the third time. They are now 0-3 against the spread. They're 0-3 straight up. On Monday, we cash with Jacksonville plus the 4 over Kennesaw State. On Tuesday, we cash with Holy Cross plus the 5.5 over Army. Then, for those of you that followed the blog or me on Twitter, I said my favorite play on Wednesday was the team in that spot. It was Wagner plus the 5.5 over Sacred Heart. They won, and they covered. So 3-0, I'm not a fool. I'm going to ride the trend here. We have 5 such situations again on Thursday. I'm going to bet all 5. Here we go. We start in the Missouri Valley. It's Missouri State plus the 2 over Murray State. Oh, here we go again. Missouri and Murray State. We'll see how many times I mess it up. So it's the opening game at Arch Madness. I attended this tournament for over a decade. Such great memories in St. Louis. You go to the first set of games, then you go to Union Station, then you go back to the arena. 4 basketball games in a day. Life doesn't get any better than that. Why did I get married and have kids? Had to give up some stuff, I guess. But hey, Murray State won both games of the regular season. I'm going to be in trouble for that comment, so I apologize to my wife in advance. Okay. They won at Missouri State by 24 as a 5.5-point underdog. They won by 10 at home as a 3.5-point favorite. Say it with me. It's tough to beat a team 3 times as a 6-point or less favorite. So give me the Bears of Missouri State plus the 2 over Murray State. Next up, we stay in the Valley. It's Illinois of Chicago plus the 5.5 against Southern Illinois. Southern Illinois won both games of the regular season. The Salukis won by 3 at UIC as a 2.5-point favorite. The Salukis won by 12 at home as a 6.5-point favorite. So say it with me again. It's tough to beat a team 3 times as a 6 or less point favorite. Give me Illinois of Chicago, the Flames, plus the 5.5 over Southern Illinois. Next up, we go to the A-Sun. It's North Alabama plus the 4 at Austin Peay. So not sure if the A-Sun even believes in home court advantage. Number 1 and number 3 both lost in the quarterfinals. Austin Peay won both meetings of the regular season. The Governors won by 3 in overtime at home as a 3.5-point favorite. The Governors won by 8 at the Lions as a 4.5-point underdog. So say it with me again. It's tough to beat a team 3 times as a 6 or less point favorite. So I'm on North Alabama plus the 4 at Austin Peay. Next up, we go to the Patriot League. It's Lafayette plus the 3.5 against Lehigh. So the home team is actually the underdog in this one in tournament play. Lehigh won both meetings during the year. The Mountain Hawks won by 4 at home as a 3.5-point favorite. The Mountain Hawks won at the Leopards by 8 as a 3.5-point favorite. So say it with me again. It's tough to beat a team 3 times as a 6-point or less favorite. Give me Lafayette plus the 3.5 over Lehigh. Then the final trend here in the Patriot League as well. It's Bucknell plus the 5 at American. Both teams finished 10-8 in the Patriot. American won both meetings during the regular season. The Eagles won by 8 at Bucknell as a 1-point underdog. The Eagles won at home by 9 in overtime over the Bison as a 4.5-point favorite. Say it with me again. It's tough to beat a team 3 times as a 6-point or less favorite. Give me Bucknell plus the 5 at American. So there you go. There's your theme for Thursday. I could have egg in my face at the end of the day, but I'm going to ride the trend and see if it continues to cash for me. Next up on the card, we go to Mac Daddy Hoops Play of the Day. And once again, for a full recap, write-up, and recap, I guess, of every single game of the Mac, please follow Mac Daddy Hoops on Twitter. His play of the day is Quinnipiac minus the 3 against Marist. So third straight game with action on a Marist game. It's time for us to cash one. Marist had both the good and the bad last week. They shut down the explosive Fairfield offense, then couldn't stop an undermanned Iona on Sunday. Quinnipiac ended a 4-game losing skid last weekend with a pair of dominating wins over Iona and Siena. The Bobcats won the first meeting by double digits despite 17 turnovers and shooting just 4 of 18 from beyond the arc. A little crazy they won that game by double digits given those numbers. So take Quinnipiac to win a big game at home as they try to hang on to first place in the MAC. Once again, it's the Bobcats at Quinnipiac minus the 3 at home over Marist.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Next up on the card, we go to the Pac-12. It's Oregon minus the 2.5 against Colorado. So Colorado won the first meeting by 16 as a 5.5-point favorite, shooting over 50% from the floor. The Buffaloes are hot again. They have 4 consecutive wins. They have 9 top 100 wins on the season, including 2 on the road at Washington and USC. The Buffaloes are back in the bubble conversation at 20-9 overall, 11-7 in the Pac-12. Meanwhile, Dana Altman and the Ducks are also 11-7 in the Pac-12. Oregon is 19-10 overall. They have 6 top 100 wins. Only Arizona and Washington State have been able to beat them at Knight Arena, the 41st best home court edge in the country. Both teams are top 5 in offense. Dana Altman says he has no plans to retire at Oregon. I think he circles the wagon and gets the W and cover tonight in a big showdown of the Pac-12. So give me the Ducks of Oregon minus the 2.5 over Colorado. Next up on the card, it's your coin flips. In the NBA, I selected the Minnesota Timberwolves at the Indiana Pacers. Total of 230. Tails it is. I'm on the under 230 between the Timberwolves and the Pacers. Then on the frozen pond, I selected the St. Louis Blues at the New Jersey Devils. Total of 6.5. Tails it is. I'm on the under 6.5 between the Blues and the Devils. So let's recap my card for a Thursday. Can you beat me three times? Well, we'll find out. It's going to be a fun day of tournament time. It's already been a fun week of tournament action. Oh, some great games, overtime, buzzer beaters, call off the winning shot, then have it go the other way. It's been crazy. It is what March Madness is all about, and it's going to be a great, great day of basketball today. Under the arch in St. Louis at the Missouri Valley Conference, I have Missouri State plus the 2 over Murray State. Also at the Valley, I have Illinois of Chicago, otherwise known as UIC, plus the 5.5 over Southern Illinois. In the A-Sun, I'm on North Alabama, plus the 4 at Austin Peay. In the Patriot, I'm on Lafayette, plus the 3.5 over Lehigh. In the Patriot, I'm on Bucknell, plus the 5 at American. Mac Daddy Hoops play of the day, we're on Quinnipiac, minus the 3 against Marist. In the Pac-12, I'm on Oregon, minus the 2.5 against Colorado. NBA, I'm on the T-Wolves and the Pacers under the 230. NHL, I'm on the Blues and the Devils under the 6.5. So enjoy the games, and as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money, have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.